This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Israeli police firing tear gas, stun grenades, and rubber bullets clashed with stone-throwing Palestinians at a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site yesterday, the latest in a series of confrontations that threatened to push the contested city toward wider conflict. More than a dozen tear gas canisters and stun grenades landed in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, located in a compound sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Monday's confrontation was the latest after weeks of mounting tensions between Palestinians and Israeli troops in the old city of Jerusalem, the emotional center of their conflict. The clashes have come during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, already a time of heightened religious sensitivities. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's no immediate evidence that the Russian government is involved in the cyber attack linked to a group based in Russia targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Mr. Biden said he'll be meeting with his Russian counterpart.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved. Although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia, they have some responsibility to deal with this. Thank you.
A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement Monday saying its goal with the attack on the Colonial Pipeline was to, quote-unquote, make money and not creating problems for society. White House officials on Monday said it was up to companies to make that decision and declined to say whether Colonial Pipeline had made a payment to the hackers. China says its population grew by 72 million people to 1.41 billion in the decade ending 2020. Now, that's its lowest population increase since imposing a strict one-child-per-family policy in the 1980s.